Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 31st of August, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Microsoft announces automatic transcription for audio and video files uploaded to OneDrive for Business and SharePoint. Set to launch later this year, the AI-powered tool is similar to the one used by the company's Stream Enterprise video service. Microsoft is also set to introduce smart recommendations for files on OneDrive and Office.com. The feature will suggest apps for opening files, people to share with, and more. Announced earlier this year, Google Assistant today becomes bilingual. The feature was announced at the company's I/O Developer Conference in February. According to TechCrunch, the assistant is limited to any combination of English, German, French, Spanish, Italian, and Japanese, with more languages and trilingual functionality planned for the future. Facebook has again been forced to backtrack after its moderators removed a post by the Anne Frank Center, as it contained an image that included child nudity. The image was of starving children during the Holocaust and was used to highlight the need for education. Facebook, which was previously criticized for removing posts using images of children during the Vietnam War, reinstated the image. Vodafone has confirmed its deal to merge with broadband company TPG in Australia. Senior executives at the UK company have long felt that while Australia is a big landmass, its small population means it can only really support two large operators. Even after merging with Three a few years back, Vodafone felt it was always up against it when competing with large players Telstra and Optus. The TPG deal follows the Vodafone form book of combining fixed and mobile assets and also means more debt goes off the balance sheet. Vodafone will also only own a quarter of the new company, which could signal a graceful exit at some point. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.